The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place? The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio, Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. G'day, Matt.
G'day, Ben. How are you going? It's fascinating, isn't it, that Safe WA app issue?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because it's like initially I have to say that I was a bit shocked and I was a bit disgruntled that the Premier's promise that it wasn't going to be used for anything other than contact tracing had proven to not be the case. But then, you know, I'm finding it easier and easier to justify what the cops did.
I'm not finding it easier
at
all. No, not at all. Because I think that was the promise.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It was a promise.
For COVID, they wouldn't have that information.
Yeah.
And what's stopping them bending the rules further?
So what happens
if we have a situation where we have an outbreak here and people don't trust this app anymore, so they're not using it, and then we have many more deaths than just a bikie being killed?
Yeah, I think that's a very good point. And I think it's something that will be fascinating to watch now. Like, the thing is, we already know, though, that people don't use it as much when there's no outbreak. So it'll be interesting to see if there is another outbreak, if there's a noticeable drop-off in how many signings
there are.
How many
criminals are going to use it now?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, yes. Do you reckon many were before?
I don't know.
It's like talking about the Safe WA app. It's like, you know, I notice now that at my local cafe, like I sign in at the front door, but I see people not signing in so they can jump me in the queue and get to the counter first.
Yeah, and then you order and then you go back
that's
sign in. Because it's within a window anyway that they pick it up on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And now let's talk property. It's always a hot topic in Perth over the last few months. And now there's news that we could all be owning million-dollar houses.
Yeah, Perth suburbs soon to hit the $1 million mark. The median house price for the whole of Perth is forecast to hit $1 million by 2033. So a dozen years and we'll be, most of us, sitting on $1 million of property. I can't see that happening. But anyway, well, this is what the calculations from the Real Estate Institute of WA show anyway.
They know what they're talking about. The thing I like best about this was not all suburbs are created equal, of course, and some will hit the $1 million mark earlier than others.
That's right. So Doubleview, Scarborough, Willerton and Duncraig, we're expecting them to hit that mark in 2026.
That's not very far away.
No. Bayswater and Dianella by the end of the decade. Belga, Warmbra and Gosnells, 2042. But I mean,
you know what? That's not bad. Like 2042. Like if you've
got money, go and snap up a whole street in Belga.
For $1 million, you probably could buy. You probably could buy a whole street.
Yeah, and then it'll turn into $20 million by the time we get to 2042.
Great idea.
Yeah,
great
just putting
idea.
It out there. So all those listening in Peppermint Grove this morning, take a drive out to Belga. Yeah. Just look for the for sale signs. Snap it up.
Exactly. How old will we be in 2042? Doesn't even bear thinking about.
It's too much maths for this time of the morning.